Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 11th through 13th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch Email.
Well, Oklahoma State University's agricultural economist Dr. John Michael Riley says the markets have been unusually stagnant due to the ongoing government shutdown.
About this time of the month is when we receive our monthly crop report and World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report. We're not getting that right now, and my expectation is they're just going to skip October and roll right into November unless something changes pretty quickly. But still, the market was anticipating what may have happened there. And overall, if you hear from or listen to trade analysts and market analysts, most were expecting bigger supplies for our summer crops. And so leading into what would have been the report, there was some of that angst and anticipation. We didn't get the report, and as a result, markets are kind of trying to find their way right now.
Also, the price declines have been significant.
Overall, since the start of the month, we've seen prices decline. There has been some expectation of some trade talks. Those have fizzled out. And as a result of that, markets were on quite a roller coaster for those few days until we heard about the cancellation of the meeting with President Trump and Xi Jinping. So overall, just a sour tone in the market over the past couple of weeks.
In the absence of those reports, the markets have been a little bit uneasy.
So to put things in a little bit of perspective, if we go back since the last reports that we received, we've seen corn prices decline about 20 cents per bushel. We've seen soybean prices decline about 50 cents per bushel. And wheat prices for our current crop that's being planted, so these would be June, July of 2026, those have declined about 40 cents a bushel. So overall, a pretty drastic moves in the marketplace just since the last reports that we received from USDA.
Once again, that's OSU's Dr. John Michael Riley. Well, the top Senate Republican is privately warning the White House that American farmers will continue to suffer if the Trump administration doesn't reopen the flow of certain farm loans amid the government shutdown. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is quietly pressing the administration officials to let farmers continue to access marketing assistance loans, which allow them to meet cash flow needs during the harvest season as they make planning decisions for the next year. That's according to four people with direct knowledge of those conversations, including two Trump officials. Politico reports that would require USDA to reopen thousands of shuttered County Farm Service Agency offices across the country in order to facilitate those loans. So far, administration officials say they have no plans to shift other money around for the ag loans like they've done with troop pay and other priorities. We're working that issue, and I hope to get an answer soon, Thune said in a brief interview on Thursday. You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle market, risk protection, one of the most important things we could be talking about. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
There's really no reason why not to take advantage of this. You don't pay the premium until the month after the expiration of your contract. You can go to bed at night knowing I have my cattle locked in. You can walk into your banker to say, I insured my cattle. I know I'm protected to move on to that next year to keep those cattle insured.
For more information, visit farmdataservices.com. Farm Data Services is an equal opportunity employer. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.